Hello.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBO Logistics. How are you today?
Good. Who is this again?
XBO Logistics. My technician is at your home. He called in to say that you needed to get two electrical outlets with a wire run.
Okay. Can you talk to my husband right now, honey?
Oh, yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBO Logistics. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. I have my technician on the back line, and he stated that he needed to use two electrical outlets with the wire run to install those units for you, to install your dishwasher and your microwave because both units were hardwired. And he stated you were willing to pay the charges.
Oh yeah, I'm willing to pay it. I'm depressed, but I'm gonna pay it.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Now, each of those items are $160 a piece, so that would be $320.
You said 150 a piece, right?
No, sir, 160.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. All right. Okay, so what do you need from me?
Oh, yes, sir. I just have to fill out a payment form for you. Now, is the billing information on your card the same that's on your order?
That I don't know. I don't think
Now
so.
we have DIONALYN and Finley, FINLEY, on the order.
Yeah, that's my wife. So this
Okay.
is, I'm Michael Finley, so.
Okay. And the address is 217 Bully Lane.
Bolingbrook, Illinois, correct.
Yes, sir. Okay. I could go ahead and adjust that. Now you said your first name is
Michael.
Michael, Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I can just copy and paste the rest of that information over for you.
Okay, so you're gonna send me like a receipt or something for this?
Yes, sir. Yes, we are. I'll place you on a
Okay,
brief hold. Let me fill out this information for you, and then we'll get to that part.
very good. My card number.
Sir, I'm not
Oh,
ready for your card number yet. I'm still filling
sorry.
out the information for you.
Okay, take your
I'll
time.
let you know when I'm ready.
All right.
All right. I'm almost done filling out the information for you, sir. Thank you for honing.
Take your time.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. Now, the email address we have on that order is DEEFINLEY 0316 at AOL.com. That a good email address?
No, ma'am, we're gonna change. That's my wife's. So I want to give you mine.
Okay, go ahead and spell out your email for me.
ATTORNEYMJFINLEY at AOL.com.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. ATTORNEYMJFINLEY at AOL.com.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Thank you, sir. And now, what type of card would you like to use today?
It's Visa.
Okay, and go ahead with that card number for me whenever you're ready.
Okay. 4833-1300-2014-4184.
Thank you, sir. Now, for security purposes, could you repeat that card number for me?
Surely. 4833-1300-2014-4184.
Thank you, sir. And what's the expiration date on your car?
0622.
Okay, 0622.
Correct.
All right, and the system's loading up that information for us. I'll let you know when it go ahead and process it.
Okay, very good.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And now the system stated that that car was declined.
I'm looking at it. That car wasn't declined. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, because I just got a message from the bank. Hold on 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what they're saying. If it was declined, I know why. It's going to be easily dealt with. They took the 320 out, so it wasn't declined.
I'm not sure, sir. It stated that car was declined.
I'm looking at it.
Sir, I understand. I'm saying your frustration. I'm just telling you what our system told me. Said your car was declined.
Hold on a minute, sweetheart. What'd you say, Dave?
This just happened to me the other day, like personally. My bank sent me a thing and they're asking if you made that authorization. So you managed to just respond to that text message.
It's not as I'm looking at the bank account. They just took out 320 to XPO Last Mile Inc. East Syracuse, New York. That you?
Yes, sir, that's us.
No, they didn't send a text message. They just hold on. Chase account 7503, your 320 debit card transaction, fellow hours month. Nope. They just sent the regular notification when I debit anything over $125. And it's come out of the account.
Yes, sir. Now let me place you on a brief hold and see if I can get in touch with one of my supervisors.
Now the problem may be that this card is in my old address. This is a new house we just moved into. So let me give you the old address. I think that's the issue.
Chase, okay, so it's not going to be the address that's on your order.
Right, no.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I just have to fill that back out for you again. And you did say your first name was Michael.
Right. Now 320 has already come out of the account now.
Now, sir, it's showing that they declined that charge with you. That's why I asked you, could you hold on and I could talk to my supervisor.
Go ahead. But decline problem, but the money's out of the account. So I don't.
Yes, sir. So let me press you on the brief hold and speak with my supervisor, see what we need to do.
All right, very good. Maybe I need to call a bank and have them.
Well, we can do that online and ask.
I'm just waiting on my supervisor to respond, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Take your time.
Just there waiting on their response, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Take your time, no problem. And that's my fault because I didn't think to tell you the address for the car was different.
Just still waiting on a response, sir. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. If you want, I can call the bank while you're doing that.
You can go ahead, sir, because it's going to take my supervisor a minute to answer me back.
Okay, all right.
This call will be monitored and recorded, and your voice may be used for verification. Welcome to Che para Español, o prima el asterisco. Please listen carefully to this message as it has changed. If you're calling about a transaction that has been declined, fraudulent activity on your account, or to get online technical support, please stay on the line. For all other issues, use the mobile app, visit chase.com, or use this automated system. If you received an alert about a recent transaction, please respond directly to the alert. To dispute a charge on your debit card, go to chase.com/stayconnected to get faster service. Please enter your debit card, account number, or user ID, followed by the pound key. To report your debit card lost, stolen, or damaged, or to report unrecognized.
I'm still waiting on a response from a supervisor, sir.
No problem.
Please enter your debit card PIN, the same PIN you used at the ATM. Thank you. To access the main menu at any time, press the star key, your checking account ending in 75, your savings account ending in 5. For faster service, press star to return to our automated system.
You show my supervisor's typing, sir. The message should be up in just a couple of minutes for us.
And look forward to speaking with you. A customer service specialist will assist you as soon as possible. A customer service specialist will assist you in approximately 7 minutes.
Damn. 7 minutes.
Remain on the line for the next available customer service specialist. We appreciate your business and value the opportunity to serve you.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. My supervisor wrote back, said if I processed it and it said it was declined, you would need to follow up with your bank, even though you stated you got a message from them stating that it came out.
Well, if you don't mind holding on for a few minutes, I'm holding to get somebody from the bank now, and they can straighten it out while before we do it again, if you don't mind waiting a few minutes.
Yes, sir, but I can only hold about 5 minutes for you. I do apologize.
All right, give me 5 minutes. They'll be on by 5 minutes. They said 7 minutes, and that was 2:11, 2:13, so 2:18 is that's 5 minutes. So if you give me
yes,
five
sir.
Minutes,
well, hold on. I'll hold on for you, sir.
Remain on the line for the next available customer service specialist. We appreciate your business
and value the opportunity to serve you. Remain on the line for the next available customer service specialist. We appreciate your business and value the opportunity to serve you.
Yes,
sir. I'm still here. You're fine.
Appreciate your patience.
No problem at all, sir.
We
appreciate your business and value the opportunity to serve you. Remain on the line for the next available customer service specialist. and appreciate your business and value the opportunity to serve you.
Yeah, if they don't come on in the next minute, we'll just redo the transaction and I'll deal with them later.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll just redo the transaction.
Okay, right. Yes, sir. We can do that. And now you state you need to change that billing address.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. What's that billing address?
603 Washington Boulevard, Oak Park, Illinois, 60302.
Okay, there's going to be 603 Washington Boulevard, and that's Washington Boulevard, BLVD.
Yeah, you can abbreviate it that way. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, and you say that's in Oak Park?
Illinois, 60302.
Okay, Oak Park. And that's OAKPARK. And that zip code is 60302.
Correct.
All right. And now what's your email address again?
ATTORNEYMJFINLEY@AOL.com.
All right, let me repeat that back to you so I make sure I had it in it correctly. ATTORNEYMJFINLEY@AOL.com.
Correct.
Okay, and that's going to be a Visa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, repeat that card number for me, sir.
4833-1300-2014-4184.
Thank you, sir. And for security purposes, repeat that card for me.
4833-1300-2014-4184.
And an expiration date?
0622.
0622. Okay. And the system is loading up that account for us again, sir. Thank you for holding for me, sir. Shows that payment did go through that time. You will receive an email confirmation.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. No problem. Thank you for using XVL Logistics. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.